NATO is accused of ignoring thousands. Least of these speakers are getting attention. And if you buy a particular kind of shoes, poor kids will get Christ's love. Do these stories interest you? Well, you'll hear about these stories and others just like them on today's Mission Network News broadcast, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. NATO caused quite a stir this week, saying they will not intervene in Syria. Many have accused the International Military Alliance of ignoring the thousands of lives lost in the last 15 months. But E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says it's more complicated than that.
I don't see an international team coming in because basically Syria is being propped up by Iran. They're behind the scenes, and if America went in or a coalition, they're basically inviting a war with Iran.
In the meantime, though, anti-government rebels continue to launch attacks. And they're not just on military forces. A bomb killed 5 at a restaurant this week, and a car bomb killed 9 Saturday. But why hurt innocent citizens?
They're not winning against the government, so they go after the citizens, make them miserable. Maybe they'll rise up.
Amazingly, some Christians are still in Syria sharing Christ's love in the midst of the crisis. Pray for them. Meanwhile, a church in Jerusalem just got a 30-day eviction notice from its landlord. Voice of the Martyrs USA says Pastor Khoury of Holy Land Missions has been renting the church building from a moderate Muslim family, but pressure from the rest of the Islamic community pushed the landlord to evict. The congregation's been in a growth spurt, too, so they're looking for a larger place to worship. Pray for them to find a new location fast and for the Holy Spirit to strengthen their faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. This summer, 40 young adults are heading around the world for internships with HCJB Global. They'll be working in England, Ghana, Ecuador, Sub-Saharan Africa, and the United States. President of HCJB Global, Wayne Peterson, says it's strategic.
In order to reach this next generation with the message of Jesus, we need to recruit millennials and young people to reach their peers with the gospel. And so we've been very intentional about recruiting summer interns to come alongside and work with us in the area of media, healthcare, and leadership development.
The highlight? Outreach at the Olympic Games in London. Another pinnacle placement is at the HCJB Global Technology Center in Elkhart, Indiana. Peterson says,
this is a laboratory for college and university students to come in and use their skills in video and in graphics and in audio to produce content that will be used on the new social media.
Like Facebook and Twitter. Want to intern next year? Just call us and we'll connect you. Next, 70% of the languages that still don't have any scripture are classified by the Seed Company as the least of these languages. That means they only have about 10,000 speakers or less. It might not seem like very many, but Michael Currier points out that if a church had 10,000 people,
we would not question the need to invest in the ministry of that church. Well, in the same way, we're talking about groups that are that size, and yet they have no access to the basic tools to grow spiritually. And we'd say, we wouldn't tolerate that in a church that size. How can we tolerate that among a people group who have no knowledge of God?
Translating scripture only costs about $1,500 to $10,000. Now helping is even easier.
The Bolt House Foundation has offered a matching grant, so any church or church-related group can invest in one of these translation projects and see their investment actually doubled.
Our website has the information and a link to give. And the unique concept behind Tom's Shoes is stuck with humanitarians worldwide. The idea of the iconic canvas shoes is that with each pair purchased, another pair is donated to a child who doesn't have any. But who exactly is distributing all of these free shoes? Now, Buckner International is. The first shipment of Tom's through Buckner went to Guatemala. More are coming. The shoes keep kids healthy physically, but as Buckner shares Christ, their spiritual change too. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If we draw your name, Global Action will send you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure. Can you believe it? Activate your name now. All you need to do is go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.